This is Cambridge Judge Business School's online knowledge centre with expert commentary, analysis and insights into the issues of the day.
Pinky Lilani is founder and chief executive of Spice Magic Limited. A well-known entrepreneur and specialist in Indian cuisine, she converted her passion for cooking into a thriving business, although she admits she couldn't boil an egg until she came to England. People development is at the heart of her professional philosophy. Her belief in the importance of food, culture, hospitality, collaboration, and relationship building are the reasons for her success. Pinky Lilani was awarded an OBE in 2007. Named one of the most entrepreneurial women in the United Kingdom, she is listed as one of the top 30 most powerful Muslim women in the country. She told her leadership lecture audience that two qualities, kindness and gratitude, were to her all important.
I think people in the end do business with people who've been kind to them. And the kinder you are and you've gone out of your way, people remember that. And people are dealing with people. But I think, you know, when people entertain people, for instance, when you're doing business with people, they take them out. That, in a way, is because you want to do more business with them. And I think kindness also shows it's much more difficult to be kind than try to be clever. And so, therefore, kindness shows a strength of character. It shows that, you know, you really want to be nice to someone. You want to be generous. You want to have the abundance mentality. So I think it really shows a very special kind of person.
The lecture was called Collaboration and Kindness. So collaboration, where does that come in?
I think for people like myself who don't belong to a huge company or anyone actually, the only way you can really grow businesses is through collaboration. We can't do it on our own. We all know, as I said earlier, if I can see further, it's because I've stood on the shoulders of giants. And I think when you collaborate, you have a much wider picture, much bigger vision. And you have many more people part of putting together a really good show. So it comes off as much better than you would otherwise.
You've put people development at the heart of your professional life. So how have you done that?
I think because that was where my strength was, and I think it was playing to my strengths, because I love people, I love hearing their stories. I'm a very social kind of person, so for me that was very easy to do, so I chose something that came quite easily to me. And I think that's really helped me grow my business, is all the different people I meet. And I took it for granted till a lot of people started telling me, you're so well-connected. I didn't see myself as being well-connected, I just saw myself as meeting people and keeping up the relationships that I felt were important.
What was your overarching message, the principal message to the group of MBA students that you've spoken to this evening?
I think really that they all can make a difference, and it's with tools that are accessible to everyone that you can make a difference, that you can add value, that you can change the world.
You listed five key points, five EQ, IQ, AQ, LQ and MQ. Take me through those.
Well, IQ, we all know, you know, is our intelligence, which people can't really change that much. EQ, again, is something that most people can work on. It's your emotional quotient. And I think that is something that if you're aware of what is right and wrong and how you do things well, you can actually improve those areas. Your AQ is so important because attitude in business and in social interaction. I mean, don't like meeting people who don't have a good attitude to things. So for me, AQ is very important when I'm looking to take someone on to work for me. If I don't like their attitude, I don't want them to be around me. Again, LQ, for me, that's the most interesting, because that's one that hasn't been spoken about that much. What makes somebody likable? And they're very often people you meet who, if you ask 10 people, do you like that person? And they all say yes. Or somebody else, they say, oh, she's scary. So I think LQ is very important. I realize it's all to do with empathy, about being present, listening, about smiling, about nonverbal communication. And somebody who gets back to you, remembers what you've said, that makes them really likable. And then, of course, MQ is so important in your work, because if you don't have meaning in what you do, you never do it well. And I think because I really have meaning in the work I do, I have a real flow. I want to do more. I want to put everything into it. And I think if people can be aware that if they don't have meaning in their work, maybe it's time for them to move on. So I think those five Qs are very important factors that people need to be aware of.
Do you find it frustrating in today's society, particularly in this country, that we have a society that does not like to say or does not appreciate saying thank you?
I think, you know, my own experience has been that you lead by example. So I constantly, you know, William James, the psychologist, said the greatest human craving is the craving to be appreciated. And I think we never forget those who appreciated us. I think, you know, more and more people I'm coming across are getting that message, and I'm absolutely delighted. All the young people who I'm helping, there's a young girl called Emily Benn, who's the youngest woman ever to stand for Parliament. She's, you know, at UBS now. She's, and every single time I've done something for her, she comes back and says, thank you. And so every single time I can do something, I will do something for her. She's one lesson of a very young girl who knows how important it is. I think if more people took that on, everybody would try to help you much more.
That's at one level. If you take it to the dinosaur level and say to some of those people who've been around in business for many, many years, who see themselves beyond the pale of saying thank you, how would you get that message over to them?
Well, I think, you know, you have to make them aware that they're not saying it right, or give them examples of where, you know, because people haven't said thank you, they haven't got the repeat business. I mean, sometimes, yes, you get it because, you know, what you represent is important. But I know most of the time people, it's unsaid, people pick it up. And, you know, while they're going good, they will be there. But the minute the chips are down for that person, they'll find that people don't support them as much. And, you know, nobody likes ungratefulness in any form. And one of, you know, the most inspiring people are, you know, who I meet, come to my home because I entertain a lot at home, and like immediately get back and say, thank you, I really enjoyed that. And then you say, I want to invite them again. And somebody hasn't been gracious enough. I think graciousness is an incredible quality, which sometimes is a gift to you. Even to be kind is a gift. You learn how to do it, you know, and the more people do it, I think they will see the returns. You see that. If you don't see that, you know, you don't want to see that, it's to your own peril.
Even in business?
Even in business. I think even, you know, people I do business with, I go back to people who are more appreciative than those who aren't. And there'll always be, if you've got choices, you do that. If you don't have a choice, obviously, you know, you go back to the person even if they're ungrateful. But I think most of us, there's always a choice.
Pinky Lilani, thank you very much.
This programme was produced by Cambridge Judge Business School as part of its online broadcast series.